During the local election, everyone had noticed I was loud about this, and I'm going to be loud and passionate because there was a fine building there, which it was a government-run building, a state-of-the-art building, with all amenities within it. And back in late 2020, I believe, December, the OPW purchased the building. Now, they've told us that they were looking at different design options for the new use of the building, but as you can see, or anyone that knows the building, it's beside the Tubbercurry Garda Station, which itself is only a two-bedroom, it wouldn't be as big as a two-bedroom house, a box house at that. And if we're going to be serious about expanding our town and making it more livelier and getting tourism into it, and for the safety of the people in the town and surrounding areas, I am pushing for the OPW to use this building beside the Garda Station as a new state-of-the-art Garda Station, which is badly needed in Tubbercurry.
Do you really feel, though, that this could happen at a time when rural Garda Stations have been closed, not just in Sligo, but right across the country?
Our priority in rural Ireland is that we look after our people in rural Ireland, our towns, our businesses, people outside the actual area and the more countryside of it. And to do that, you have to show that you're going to put your money where your mouth is. And we need a new state-of-the-art Garda Station, along with additional Gardaí for the ever-expanding Tubbercurry town and surrounding areas.